I'm Rob Dreisline, and this is from the pages of Outdoor News, sponsored by the 2024 Outdoor News Sportsman's Calendars. Next week, the Minnesota DNR is going to unveil its action plan regarding the invasive Asian carp working their way up the Mississippi River. A couple of nonprofits are planning to host a series of meetings where the public can ask questions about the plan. I'll share some details about those upcoming meetings when we return. But first,
get ready now for 2024 with the official Outdoor News Sportsman's Calendar. Whether it's hunting, fishing, or finding your local sports show, this collectible calendar has it all. Stay ahead with moon phases, peak fish and wildlife activity times, and more, all surrounded by original images from the nation's top wildlife artists. Now available in multiple states from Minnesota, Wisconsin, and Iowa, all the way to New York. Supplies are limited, so get yours today at OutdoorNews.com.
Friends of the Mississippi River and the Lake Pepin Legacy Alliance, along with some other nonprofits, will be co-hosting community action meetings to engage citizens in efforts to protect the region's rivers, lakes, and streams from invasive Asian carp. The meetings will build on previous research that the groups have done, as well as recent legislative efforts. Representatives from the Minnesota Department of Natural Resources will be on hand to present the newly updated Invasive Carp Action Plan. There will also be time for attendees to ask questions and share feedback. The meetings are scheduled for January 24th in Red Wing at the Anderson Center, January 30th in St. Paul at the St. Paul Yacht Club, as well as a virtual option via Zoom, and February 1st in Winona at the Marine Art Museum. All the meetings will run from 5 to 7 p.m. For more details and pre-registration, go to fmr.org and click Events. I'm Rob Dreisline, and this has been from the pages of Outdoor News. Find out more at OutdoorNews.com.